And joining us now for market analysis, Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. Arlen, let's start with the breaking news Friday morning here, mid-morning, that the EPA has granted that summertime waiver for E15 gasoline sales. And looking at the markets, do we expect a big impact here in these markets with that news coming out on Friday morning?
Well, I think initially it's more psychological than anything else. We are seeing strong demand for corn this year for ethanol production because corn has been cheap and that has helped the grind margins. But this helps sustain the demand for E15 through the year. Now, the amount of E15 that we sell during the year is a relatively small fraction. Part of that is because it's only been a partial year and we only keep getting these temporary waivers for the summer. So to really invest in that infrastructure to go E15 year round, companies want to know that it's going to be permanent. So we still don't have that. And so therefore we may not see an increase, but we won't see the drop off in sales during the summer. And that'll help sustain that demand for corn through the summertime. For corn for ethanol, and that's a positive at a time when we have surplus corn supplies to get through.
Well, also, we've been watching some underlying support in these markets really across the board here today. We had a lot of volatility overnight with geopolitical tensions with Israel and Iran, a strike by Israel inside Iran, but largely feels like those tensions kind of simmering down here now as we head into the weekend, at least to some degree.
Yeah, very volatile overnight. That did put pressure on the equities, but supported the commodities on just the fear of how this might spread that war into more regional conflict. But it's really calmed down and it's largely been to how that strike was done and then Iran's response to it. Iran publicly in its local news calling it just kind of an infiltration there near a military base, making it sound like it's a domestic problem and not from a foreign country, and that it was dealt with and no further action needs to be taken. Iran would prefer to operate this war through its proxies rather than a direct conflict with Israel and with the United States. And so I think the markets are settling down now to say, okay, while tensions remain high, while the risk remains there, it does not appear that this is going to be the event that is going to spread this into a more regional conflict. We're still seeing some of that underlying support for the commodities, but we're not seeing the impact that we saw overnight.
Looking at the livestock trade, kind of got a two-sided day in cattle ahead of the cattle on feed report. Hogs, some really good strength in the hog market headed to the weekend. Any notes for us in the protein sector today?
Yeah, the cattle and feed report is going to be important for setting the tone overall for the cattle market going forward. We're still waiting for the cash market to really unfold, and a lot of that's waiting on that cattle on feed report data to come out. But basically, we've been seeing underlying all of this is we've been seeing some of that consumer demand move down the value chain from beef to pork. That's providing support for the hog industry, while starting to erode away support for the cattle market. And so we're seeing that play out this morning. Very modest weakness in cattle, although we're still expecting steady to higher cash prices this week in the cattle market. The hog market, though, after liquidating a lot of the fund ownership that we had in there previously, is in a healthier spot right now with that stronger than expected demand. And we're seeing a pretty good bounce in futures this morning.